Okay, I can imagine if you have a ton. Yeah, I was saying I could only imagine if you had a ton, a container weighing a ton, or no matter if it's 100 kilos, the seed coats will find it their way in the bottom of the container, and you'd have to empty the entire container to see the volume of seed coats. But how would you deal with not having an allowance for seed coats when, if you blanch the product to remove the seed coats and then their seed coats, then wouldn't that be, how would you deal with it? Because the top of the bag would be your sample. If your sample is from the top, you'd get no seed coats. If your sample is from the closer to the bottom, at the bottom, you'd get more seed coats. So how are we going to deal with that? How would we handle that? Because blanching is to get rid of the seed coats. So if there are seed coats among blanched, it should be a form of defect. It should be And there should be an allowance. And that is why one of the reasons I was suggesting that if we rewrite the proposal directly in a manner that is more precise, we can give it to the industry to study for a year, and after a year, we would have a clear response. And I think I'm sure the, how to say, the proposal, I think it might be an issue of of language. You write a certain way, and when it gets translated to English, it takes a different meaning. So we could have English speakers with the delegate, with you and the delegation of Germany to rewrite the proposal and submit it to the specialized section. We can share it with the industry for a year's review, and by next meeting we'll have a very clear understanding of how to proceed.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.